Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's number one magazine showcasing women business owners. If you would love to have your business showcased in our next magazine, please visit sparkplugpr.com and fill out the application to begin the selection process. Our show today is brought to you by our official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about five tips to effectively market your small business. My guest today is a native of Alexandria, Virginia. She is a graduate of Pennsylvania State University. Currently, she is president and marketing maven of Cassius Blue Consulting. Cassius Blue is more than a marketing company. With over 10 years marketing experience, our guest today energizes small business owners who are in the first 5 years of their business to win more customers, grow sales, and build their reputation. We are pleased to have on the phone today a woman who has the marketing know-how to move your business from where you are to where you need to be. Ms. Brandi Starr, welcome to Sparkplug Radio.
Thank you.
How are you today?
I am doing wonderful.
Well, great. Are you ready to talk about marketing your small business?
I am. I'm always excited to talk to small business owners about how they can grow and improve their businesses.
Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Awesome.
What five key things can small business owners do to effectively market their business?
First thing is to do everything purposefully. Second is to clearly define your target market. Then sell how your customers want to buy and have a strategic marketing plan. And finally, always be marketing.
Okay, well, let's back up a little bit. You say do everything purposefully. Do you find that many small business owners stumble their way through their business?
Yes. Often when talking to small business owners, I feel like I sound like my kids, repeatedly asking why. And sadly, most people don't have a valid answer to why they do or don't do the things in their business. Their response is usually something like, because others are doing them, or they seem like the right thing to do. And, you know, the key really is to take purposeful action in your business and to use your experience and that evil word to some business owners, data, to drive your business decisions. From something as simple as choosing which networking events to attend to more significant business decisions like pricing, everything should be thought through and done on purpose. And then after that, analyzed to see how effective it was to determine whether you should continue with that action or go down a different path.
Well, Brandi, with more than 10 years of experience, what do you think is the biggest challenge for a small business owner in identifying their target market?
I think the biggest challenge most have is the fear of narrowing their target market down too much. It's a common misconception that the broader your target market is, the more customers you'll attract. And so I can recall talking to a makeup artist, and I asked her who her target market was, and she said anyone with a face. However, her style of makeup was the more dramatic runway kind of show. So really, her target market was actually women that are in the fashion industry or women that are going out and want that, you know, that makeup that's really going to pop. And so, you know, I tell small business owners that you really can attract more customers as well as your ideal customer when you are laser focused on who your target audience is. When you target a very, very specific group of people, your product or service offering as well as your marketing message is developed with that person's needs and desires in mind. And so when you're really speaking to the needs of the individual, that connection is automatically made, and you're going to gain the attention of every person that falls into that smaller group as opposed to a few people that fall into that broader group.
Well, Brandi, what do you do to help your clients to understand how their prospective customers make purchase decisions.
Selling how your customers want to buy is a thought process that eludes many small business owners. You know, a lot of times we as marketers and business owners, we sell how we want to sell, promoting the features and benefits that we believe are of interest to our customers. And so one of the key things that I do when working with my customers is helping them to understand how to sell the way their customers want to buy. And so often that starts with doing some persona work. A buyer persona is a segment of people within a particular target market that share common demographics and interests. So, for example, they may be in the same age group, the same income level, have the same socioeconomic status, family structure. You know, there's tons and tons of demographic points that you can look at when identifying your personas, but the thought behind creating those buyer personas is to really understand the wants and the needs of a specific demographic. And then once you understand what's important to that person, you stand a much better chance at communicating and persuading them to take action. And then once we have completed the buyer persona work, I then start to walk them through the natural buying cycle and to help them identify how they move their customers through each stage of the cycle. And so that's helping them to understand what are their customers thinking at this point and how do they show them that their product or service is going to achieve the need or solve the problem that they're looking for. And then how do you take them to the next step, which eventually ends with making a purchase, referring them, making more purchases. So I really walk them through those stages and help them to understand who their customer is, so that they can effectively market to them and close more sales.
Well, what should an entrepreneur do to ensure their plans are strategic?
Most people understand the importance of having a plan. However, only about half the people that I talk to actually have a written marketing plan in any form, and even fewer could explain what the strategy behind their plan is. And so as a small business owner, you know, resources, both time and capital, are very limited. And so having an actual marketing strategy is a process that allows small business owners to concentrate its limited resources to create the greatest opportunities for their business. So when developing a plan, a lot of thought should go into where those greatest opportunities lie. For example, my marketing strategy is built around being a resource of knowledge. And so when people see how much great information I share for free, they're very confident in the results that I can achieve if they actually pay me. For someone that is a baker, their marketing strategy may be around getting people to actually taste their product because, you know, they know that their product is that good, and once someone tastes it, they'll want more. So in my case, all of my marketing activities are centered around sharing information. So I do a lot of blogs and videos and templates and calculators and things that demonstrate my knowledge, because my knowledge really is what I'm selling. For that baker, their marketing strategy would want to focus all of their efforts around getting people to sample the product. So participating in tastings, donating mini products for other people's events, running contests that, you know, their product would be the prize, things of that nature that are really focused on if I get them to taste it, they will purchase. And so if a small business owner really looks at where their greatest opportunity lies, what thing can they do that's going to really hook the most people, and then focus all of their efforts around, you know, doing that thing in multiple ways, then that's when you're going to have a strategy and all of your efforts are going to be connected, as opposed to just kind of throwing things out there and seeing what sticks. Everything starts to work together and it yields much better results.
Brandy, you believe small business owners should always be marketing. Elaborate on that for us a little bit, please.
Yes, you know, there's a movie about where they say always be selling or always be closing, and I do think that those are true, but we cannot always be in a hard sales process. But I do believe that you should always be marketing. Every day there are tons and tons and tons of opportunities that are missed by most small business owners, in which case they can, you know, market their business and get more exposure. and they don't take advantage of it. Very simple things like always having your business cards handy, or wearing or carrying branded merchandise, purchasing a few T-shirts with your company logo, pens, umbrellas. You know, there's tons and tons of things that you can get branded that help people to recognize your brand and will become conversation starters. Other things are taking advantage of opportunities. If you're in the grocery store and you overhear someone talking about something that's in your area of expertise, there's a way to politely join that conversation and share your knowledge. And, you know, within that conversation, also let them know that this is what you do. Or when you're introducing yourself in non-business settings, also say what you do. Because in some cases, although it's a social setting, you may have someone there that could be interested in what your product or service is. So taking that opportunity to at least drop that seed and see if anyone picks it up. You know, there's tons and tons of opportunity day in and day out. A strategically done shameless plug here or there doesn't hurt. But what I really, you know, try to get through to people is that you should always be thinking about the opportunities that you have on a day-to-day basis to get at least one new person to know what you do and how you do it, and to either be interested or to remember you enough to tell someone else about it. I always tell my clients that marketing isn't just emails and flyers and social media and other traditional tactics. Marketing is really, you know, for a small business owner, it should be a daily activity that happens just naturally without thought. Your business should always be top of mind. You should live and breathe your business and your brand and work that into conversation and situations wherever possible.
Brandy, before we bring this interview to a close, tell our listeners how they can connect with you.
Okay. You can find me online at www.CassiusBlueConsulting, and Cassius is spelled CASSIUS, blue like the color, consulting.com. You can also find me on Facebook and Twitter at CassiusBlueCO. And you can reach me at 678-590-5952. Again, that's 678-590-5952. I'd love to talk to your listeners about where they are in their business, what their struggles are, and how I may be of help.
Now, Brandy, I'm going to be seeing you this weekend at the Dare to Aspire conference on March 10th at the Sheraton. Now, you told me before the show started that you were going to be a vendor there. What kind of vendor are you going to be, and what can people expect to see when they come up to your vendor table?
Well, there are a lot of attendees that are attending Dare to Aspire that are either aspiring entrepreneurs or already own a small business. So I will be there answering questions. I'll have information about what my services are. But I'm really there as an extension to what the conference is offering. So I really want to serve as a resource. You know, something that I do periodically is I'll run contests for what I call 10-minute intensives, where I give people 10 minutes of my time to, you know, ask me whatever their most pressing business challenge is, and I give them advice right then. Normally that's over the phone, but I will be there answering questions. So if there's something that attendees, you know, have going on in their business that they really just feel stuck and want a second opinion or to generate some ideas, I welcome them to stop by my table. You know, I'm answering whatever questions I can and also talking about what I do if there's, you know, some greater need there for them.
Well, tell our listeners, what's your driving force behind your business to really serve as an informational resource to help small businesses grow and prosper?
I really and truly feel like that's my purpose. I've took an interest in marketing back in the eighth grade, and everything that I have done, even other business ventures that I have tried, have all come back to marketing for small businesses. And because I have done this in the corporate world for so long, I've got that experience that most small businesses don't get, and I'm able to take things that are seemingly, you know, things that are only available to bigger companies and break them down in ways that can be benefited by small companies. So I'm really driven by the success of the people that I help. You know, my clients laugh at me all the time because I get so excited about their successes. just as I do, you know, when my kids come home with good grades, I'm, you know, just tickled pink. And so I really am driven by helping people and creating, you know, a better economy for all of the small business owners that, you know, really want to forge their own path as opposed to be dependent on, you know, opportunities provided to them by others.
Now, are there any last words you'd like to leave with our listening audiences? I'm sorry, our listening audience regarding marketing their small business?
The key thing really is to have a plan and to focus a lot of effort on how to effectively market. The success or failure of a business really is dependent on how well it is marketed. There's some products that are great that people will never hear about and those companies go under. And there are some products that are, quite frankly, crappy, but will continue to sell, you know, tons and tons because they can effectively connect with their target audience and move them to spend that dollar. So I always encourage, you know, people to, whether they call me or talk to someone else, if you don't feel like marketing is your strong suit, get some help so that you can be really effective and move the needle in your business, so that you can grow from being a small business to a medium to, you know, whatever, achieving whatever goals you desire. Focus your efforts on marketing.
And before we wrap up, give out your information again as far as how our listeners can connect with you.
Okay. Telephone number is 678-590-5952. Website address is www.cassiusblueconsulting.com. Cassius is spelled C-A-S-S-I-U-S, and on Facebook and Twitter, they are both at Cassius Blue C-O.
All right. Ms. Brandi Starr, President and Marketing Maven of Cassius Blue Consulting, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women business owners in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And please be sure to visit us, and please be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another first-rate job. So until next time, this is Spark Plug reminding you that women have the power to rule the world, and my goal is to help them do it. Thanks for tuning in.